her pila, and while she was in the middle of the river, there she had a miscarriage. And she doesn't know if it was a vlad or not. So lechor is maybe korban. She has to bring korban as yeledis. V'nechol, and the kohen is not eat it. Even the chata seif, that we say for sure, she was a mapelis to mechayv herself a korban. Why? Holachacha rev noshim. You go back to the majority of noshim, and rev noshim v'lad mal yodam. Most ladies didn't even have a miscarriage, though. What comes out after the pregnancy for 40 days, most of the times it was a good fetus. So lechor is then, if the vlad comes out, she's tummy. It's only if a guf otum would come out, it means there's no figure at all to it. But most times, whenever she has a fetus coming out, she's tummy. So also, you see, you go vasarayv, and therefore she's tummy. So Moran says, masnisen kamirin. Have you ever meant to say there are three places in the Mishnah by Tanoim, but Shmaitz to like him, this is only in Gemara. Rashi says, Yibshur ben Levi Amaru, which Lashon Mekad, and Yochan said three places, meant to say it's the Mishnah of Raisa, but not what Amaroim said. Rashi still says, no, I have a Kiyosi Revan came, or me, something like this, that most of Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Chanina, Toye, for lo Yoda, mighty Yuftom, he asked him a question from the Loch of Tain. He doesn't know what he meant to ask. He didn't know what the Tiyufta was. Rashi says, I have a Kiyosi Rav and Omer Baperka Makelis, that Mosu Yesu Chanina Ad Rabbi Yeshua Balevi, Mas Nisin Chodo Demari Bisha Toya. He asked him a question that Isha had made a mistake, means Shlo Yodish, not sure when she gave birth. For Osam Kitoni Lo, Ukoma Rav and Lo Yadana my Tiyufta Rabbi Yesi, Lav Tiyufta, Osam Kodera says, why not? Why is not a Tiyufta over there? My love, loy tiyufta is not a question, elusiyat etzaraya. Rashi, my love, what could come a rovin? So masnisin laft you is not a question, hodi abishua, elusiyata. Almo masnisin nomor kebishua. And so for that gemorodias mashma is the mishnah that says like yibishua, that is left halacha here. That Avnisha was mato in the middle of the ocean, like the river there, so we say she's tamay, but she has tumas later. So see, it's not just a Amora, but it's a Mishnah that holds like this also. Did you go bust a rave? So again, it's a Kashan Yechon, why don't you bring in this case also? So what's this loy? Duma loy tiyufta loy siyata. But the more of you meant to say, it's not a question, but it's not a proof either. So you have no proof to him, therefore, again, it's not a Mishnah, it's only what the Amoraim say. See, Rabbi Yechon doesn't talk like that. So here's Rabbi Yechon is saying there are three places in Mishnah and by Tanoim, do we go bust a rave? What if you haven't come to teach us? What does he come to exclude? Like Mashma, these three places and some place else? No. Where else? No. Lachif Loisiatis. What does he come to exclude? Learn if you want to come with Lamute, Rubom, Diika, Chazoka, Badei. What time is going to exclude? There's a rive. And there's a Chazoka the opposite way against the rive. If you don't go past the rive, Samara says, what? Either what the mutei ruba the yikach hazaka b'day. If he says what the lay safin or lay truma, that you don't burn the truma. So Gemara says no. For Amar Rabbi Yochanan said this chazim the one time already. It's not like this. Rabbi Yochanan said this already. For Amar Rabbi Yochanan said this already chazim though. The what in one time we have a roiv against the chazaka that you don't burn, even though we go bust a roiv. But that's not a vadid, you won't burn the truma. We learned this already one time. What was the case? The tsunam was not like this. What's going to be tinoik hanimtsa b'tzadisa? You have a tinoik, a kid, that was found b'tzadisa, was found on the side of a dough. Ubetzak b'yodai. And he has what? The betzak, a piece of dough in his hands. Now this tinoik, usually that tomek, because usually rove tinoik and his kids play with shrotzim. And now you found the kid with a piece of dough in his hand. So most probably he touched the dough. Shrabi Meir Mitara, Meir holds still the dough is still torn. The Chomim Mitam, Chomim said no, the dough is torn. Why? Shadak or Shatinik Rapapeach. That it's a derech, most times kids plays with the junk, with the garbage, and he touched the sherets. Therefore, most probably the kid is tummy. You go boss the road that he's tummy. And therefore, now that we see he has a piece of dough in his hand, it came from the big dough, then most probably he touched the big dough. So this big dough should be tummy. For Arminu, we said this in my time to Rameh, so what's the reason of Rameh? How could Rameh say the big dough is tall? The Chur, we see that the kid touched it. So Rameh holds Kisavar, Rav Tinoikis Metavcha. It's true. Most kids play with the garbage, they play with Shrotzim, most kids are tummy. But still, lumiyat is there's a minority ain't metavchin, do not play with the garbage ain't metavchin. V'yisazu this dough is becheskas a Torah medis. This dough is becheskas to be Torah. It has a chazak of itself. We have a doubt now whether the kid was tummy when he touched it. So the dough itself has its own chazaka that before he touched it was tor. So now we have a doubt whether the kid was tummy or not, leaving the cheskas tyra. And therefore it may hold smoich mutla chazaka, even though it's only a minority, the kids that don't touch it, but put that in contact with the chazaka. And therefore the yisra le ruba, it breaks away the raif. So therefore even though usually we say ruba v'chazaka rubadif, here we say it breaks away the raif, the raif is broken. Therefore, Meir says it remains Torah. For Rabbanim, what's their svara? No. Rabbanim's svara is that miyute commander lestigami, that the smiyat, that the minority of kids do not play with the shrotzim, we don't say that svara. And therefore, rather we say that the kid is for sure tamei. And therefore, it's a ruba of the chazaka, it's a raiv saying the kid was tamei. And there's a chazaka on the east to say it was Torah before, it's still Torah right now. So that's a raiv against the chazaka, the locker is ruba of the you go boss a raif. So that's the Rabbanan Svob here. That's why we say this Easter is Tomei. That even though there's a Chazaka on the Easter to say it's Tor, but the cloud is because even though usually we say Ruba, when we say Ruba Chazaka, Rubadif, that the raif is more stronger than the Chazaka. Therefore, according to Rabbanan, we say you go boss a raif. But still, the Omer Resh Lakish Mishum Rabbashiyah. Rashi Lakish said it's the name of Rabbi Shia. Zui chazaka. This is a chazaka. It's a soft love. It's a truma. As even though the word chazaka really means this raiv. Like with this type of a raiv that rove kids plays with the shrotzim, and rove kids are tamei. That's like a vadei. And therefore, when he touched now this dough, we say it was truma. It's vadei tamei. It's supposed to burn it. So Rashi Lakish says this raiv is a vadei. But Rabbi Yechonah says no. Rabbi Yechonah nomar ain't zu chazaka shesofen los a truma. No, this is not a chazaka that you burn the truma on it. So kids, you see, Rabbi Yechonah said clearly in this case that in this case, since it's a chazaka against the roiv and it's a good chazaka against the roiv, that even though the roiv is better, the chomis say it is tamei, but it's not a vaday tamei. It only remains like a sofik tuma. So kids, before we had Rabbi Yechonah says in three places we go basarayv means completely that the mice even burn it. So Rabbi Yechonah meant to say only those three places and not another place. So you can't tell me meant to exclude this case of Tumekis, because this case he said the Farish. Rabbi Yechonah said himself clearly this case. So you don't have to learn out from this case. He said it clearly. So that can be one of the cases that he's teaching us only those three and not this. Yeah. So Tosfos really is the question that Pirish the Milta next second place here Lamute Ruba that Pirish can neged a roiv v'im toima aloi gam hani shlesh adrom. Even his case is the chazaka the tyro, and so he says you burn it. So it's a vaday v'shloima the roiv to neged tavka name the roiv gom. That's the chilek. Now over there the Gemara before those three roivs, Rabbi Yechon's chiddush was even though it's against the chazaka, but Ruba chazaka Ruba if it's like a vaday, there we say it's a vaday. But over here, it's this roiv that kids plays with the shrotzim is not 100% good roiv. So therefore, on this roiv Rabbi Yechonah holds, it doesn't make it into a vaday. Therefore, it's only a litlis, only a suffix. It does not make it into a vaday. Yeah. So kids, Rabbi Yechonah said it clearly. So where's the cases Rabbi Yechonah talking about? He says only those three and not a fourth case. What does it mean, not a fourth case? So it says El Rav Lamute Ruba Yehuda. It means the Chulka Yehuda is roiv. It's not like this. Hama pelet chaticha. Anisha had a miscarriage and a piece of meat came out of her. Im yesh imor dam, if there's blood with it, so tmeya. Then we say she's tamei. So this chaticha, Rashi says, means b'loitzur, without any form to it. So therefore, she has no tumas leida. It's like the guf otum, that's not called the leida. So the question, if some dam came out, boshi she tamei because of the dam. Rashi isha tmeya, kishak and nida, but not mishum leida. If there's dam coming out, b'shach this piece came out, she's tamei as nida. V'yim lav, and if no dam came out, then tahira. Because the actual piece itself, we say, is not a goof, it's not a vlad, therefore she has no tumas later. We have Yudam, Yudhi says, no, benkach or benkach tamei. Whether the dam came out, whether the dam did not come out, still she's tamei. Question why? From Yudam, Ashmuel, Loitim Rav Yudah Ela Bechaticha Shalab Amin Adamim. That Rav Yudah says she's Vadei Tamei, not if Shad as he says is called a Leda, but if the piece of meat looks like the four colors of blood, that's Tamei, the next Mishnah, so he says this piece is a piece of Dam, and he's Tamei Mishum Dam Nida, that's why he says Yitamei. If the piece looks like other type of colors, then Torah even Rude agrees that she remains Torah. In other words, it's not called a lade over here, because it's not really a fetus that came out. It's only a piece of meat without a form. So therefore, it's only a question, is it considered like dam coming out, left tumas neither or not? So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says it depends what it looks like. And now, Rabbi Yechon says like this, for Rabbi Yechon Amar, Shel'abu mine domim divri hakotonei, if the piece looks like any one of the four types of bloods, then both agree it's tamei. That's not the machlokes. Even if an Akama would agree that it has a locha like dam, it should have a tumas neither or not. The shalsha domim divri hakotonei, and if the piece looks like other colors, so everybody agrees she's Torah, because the chatich itself is not a vlad, and no other blood came out, so she's Torah. So where's the machlag of Yechon says, L'necho, they only argue Elom, kishepil, in the case where she had a miscarriage,